Could we turn, please, to Numbers chapter 14? Numbers 14. And we'll just pray together. Father, we so much want to hear your voice speaking to us today. We pray that you would speak in power now through your word, that our hearts would be open to what you want to do and what you want to say to us today. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Numbers chapter 14, beginning to read at verse 1. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in the wilderness. And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, Let us make a captain, and let us return into Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel, and Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto the company of the children of Israel, saying, The land which we pass through to search it is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. Hallelujah. It was never the Lord's intention that the children of Israel should wander in the wilderness for those 40 years. That the Lord brought the children of Israel out of Egypt in order that they might enter into the promised land. And we have, as Christians, have been delivered out of Egypt. We've been delivered out of sin in order that we might enter into the promised land. We were hearing just a couple of weeks ago, the promised land is what the Lord has for us now. It's for this life. And it's a whole experience of the Christian life where you are walking in freedom, where you're walking in rejoicing, and you are able to minister, you're overflowing with praise to God, and you're able to minister in the power of the Holy Spirit. And if you look at the book of Joshua and what the children of Israel experienced then, they went out and they fought these battles against their enemies. And they knew the power of God. And they were in a place of life and vitality and power. And that was where God had always meant them to be. But there was something that held them back from being in the place where they should have been, in the place where God wanted them to be. And what was that thing? And as we're thinking of ourselves this morning, what is the thing that is keeping us out of that fullness of the blessing of God? And we'll find that it was the thing that is holding us back from the fullness of the presence and the blessing of God is exactly the same thing that was holding the children of Israel out of the blessing at this time. Now, God had delivered them out of Egypt. And you remember that God sent the message to Pharaoh through Aaron and Moses. And the message that came to Pharaoh was, Let my people go. God said, Let my people go. And so God delivers them out of Egypt, and they come into, they cross the Red Sea, and they get into the wilderness place. And then they have this ability that God wants them to go into the promised land. And yet then the spies go out, and the majority of them, all except Caleb and Joshua, come back with a bad report. They come back with an evil report and they say, yes, the land is marvelous, but it is too difficult. There are giants in the land. We cannot overcome. And they're full of fear. And then when the passage begins that we read, that was where the children of Israel were responding to this bad report that the spies brought, the majority of them saying, we cannot enter into this land. Now, as a result of this, the children of Israel are prevented from going into the promised land. Do you see it? The only thing that is holding them back from going into the promised land is the doubts, it's the fears, it is themselves. It is they themselves. And even though God has prepared this great land of blessing for them, they are holding themselves back from going into it. And really the message that the Lord has given me for this morning is that if we want to enter into the fullness of the blessing of God, we have got to let ourselves go. We have got to let ourselves go. You see, God had to say to Pharaoh, let my people go. And then he had to force Pharaoh to let his people go. But you see, then the children of Israel got into the wilderness and they wouldn't let themselves go. And it was their own inhibitions, it was their own doubts, it was their own fears that was stopping them getting into the land of blessing. And this is how it is for us this morning, that the only thing that is stopping us getting into the blessing is that we do not let ourselves go. We do not just release ourselves into what God wants us to be, what God wants us to do. It's we just do not have that freedom in the Lord to be what we are meant to be. And it's all down to our own repression. It's all down to our own inhibitions. It's all due to the fact that we are so perhaps affected by our British cultures that says you do not express yourself. But you see, when you look at the lives of the apostles, look through Acts, the whole thing was marked by the fact that they just let themselves go. And as they went out, they spoke to people. There was a freedom there. And it was as they were free in the Lord and just spoke to people about God and didn't have these inhibitions, the Holy Spirit moved and people were saved and tremendous things were done. So do you see this morning, the only thing that's stopping us entering into the wonders of what God has for us is that we don't let ourselves go. Let's look for an example at Acts and chapter 16. And really, this is just an example of what is going on from the time of Pentecost. Acts 16 and verse 17. Oh, verse 16, it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Now, Paul is just ministering in the power of the Spirit. He's not all churned up about, is it going to work? He's not having a time of counseling with this girl and all standing around praying and all, going through all difficulties. He just commands the demon to leave and it goes. Now, if we are going to be ministering in the power of the Spirit, we have got to let go and know that when we minister, that it is simply the power of God working and it is not us doing it. And you see this throughout the book of Acts, that the whole way that when the Holy Spirit is moving, that it goes along with the fact that The people let themselves go. The people just let themselves go. And as they let themselves go, they find that God works in mighty power. And today we are so bound up with our own ideas perhaps of how God is going to work, that as we seek to see God work, we seek then to do it in our own strength. And instead of just allowing God to move as he wants to move, we do it in our own strength, and nothing happens. And so as the disciples, and they went around and they were ministering in the power of the Spirit, that is simply how they act. They had a freedom to express what God wanted them to express. And even on the day of Pentecost, as they are filled with the Holy Spirit and they go out and they are there speaking in other tongues, the thing that enables the power to move is that they let themselves go, and they are able just to speak in tongues, and they preach. Peter preaches in the power of God, and as a result of that, 3,000 people are saved. But it would have never happened if he had not let himself go. And really the message for us this morning is that unless we let ourselves go, in every area of our Christian lives, unless we let ourselves go, there is going to be no manifestation of the presence of God. And yes, though we've been saved, though we've come out of Egypt, and though we can rejoice in our great salvation, unless we let ourselves go forward into the things of God and receive the things that God has for us, there will never be the fullness of that blessing. And the interpretation of the tongue that came this morning was very much tying in with this. And if you think about the gifts of the Spirit as described in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and it gives the list of them here. It says, to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. The only way that you can get into the practice of the gifts of the Spirit is when you let yourself go. You see, as you can be saved, you can be holy, you can desire the things of God, but it's until you release yourself and are willing to be, as it were, used and controlled by the Holy Spirit. Until that happens, you cannot be filled with the Spirit, you cannot speak in tongues, you cannot prophesy, you cannot see healings, you cannot really do anything in power. You cannot praise God in power. You cannot pray in power. But the moment when you let go and allow God to take hold of you, that's the moment when the power of God fills you and you are taken onto another level. And the only thing that's holding you back this morning from coming into the fullness of the being used by God in power in all these ways, in the supernatural, in preaching, in speaking to people about the Lord, is that you don't just let yourself go. You've got to release yourself. God said to Pharaoh, let my people go. But now he would say to us today, let yourself go. And the moment that you stop being repressed and stop being inhibited and just let go and say and praise God and say to God the things that you need to say to God, that's the moment when the power of God is unleashed and mighty things happen. And with regard to the baptism in the Holy Spirit, you may have prayed for yourself to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, and you keep praying, Lord, baptize me in the Holy Spirit. Fill me with the Spirit. Give me the gift of tongues and all these things. And what the Lord would say to you in return is, let yourself go and then you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Because this is how I see it. And I believe it's of the Lord. You start to seek the Lord for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But you start to seek the Lord for who he is. And you start to worship God. And you start to praise God. And when you reach the limit to praising him in English, Then you will speak in another tongue. When you let yourself go and you're seeking to praise Him and worship Him, and you reach a stage and you just say, I can't express it anymore. And when you reach that stage and just let yourself go, then you will speak in another tongue. And you don't learn to speak in another tongue. And there's funny teaching going on today, and people say, talk about sort of opening your mouth and, you know, let something go. No, start to praise God. And when you've run out of the ability to praise Him yourself and you're just letting yourself go and you're not holding yourself back anymore, you will pray in another tongue. It's as simple as that. You will just release and you will pray in another tongue. And so really, if anyone here says, well, I'm not baptized in the Holy Spirit, God hasn't done it to me. Well, it's just because you haven't released yourself. And the moment you completely release yourself to God, you'll not only speak in another tongue, but you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And when you start then to speak to people about the Lord, you will speak with a liberty that you've never had before. And where at the moment you struggle to find the words to speak to people, and you're trying to, now what's the ABC of the gospel, and trying to think it all out in your head, your mouth opens and you just speak to people. You're released to speak to people, and because you've let yourself go, and you're not inhibited, you're not bound, you're not still in the wilderness, but you're just speaking to them about the Lord, and it's fresh, and it's real, and it's alive. And so this is what God has for us, and this is what it means to go into the promised land, and to be into the fullness of what the Lord wants us to be in. Now, as we move forward as an assembly, this is so much a part of what God has for us, but it is a complete picture. Now, if you go into a proper Pentecostal church, a proper spirit-filled church, there, as people sing, there is just a lift. There is just a takeoff as people praise God. There is no repression. There is no sort of quietly mumbling hymns as you see in so many churches. What's the difference? Why have Pentecostal churches traditionally been known for that tremendous praising of God? Well, the answer is this, that they have let themselves go. And when they come together, there is a freedom. They have, as it were, opened themselves up. There is a release. And when they praise God as if He's there. And heaven is open. And you just let go and you praise God. You're not thinking, am I doing it the right way? Are we singing the right hymn? You're not bound up, but there is a release. And as you release yourself to God, you find that God manifests His presence and the Holy Spirit moves. And you just experience that touch from God. You lift yourself up to God, and God responds and He touches the meeting. And suddenly you just feel the place filled with the presence of God. But where has it come from? Where has it come from? It's where it's come from, the people releasing themselves to the Lord. And was it last week we had the interpretation of a tongue about opening our hearts to the Lord? And that's all it means, to open the heart, your heart to the Lord. It's not some difficult thing. It's not something that we have to agonize over. But it's simply in letting yourself go in the Lord and allowing Him to minister through you. Now, obviously, when we're talking about letting ourselves go, we're not letting ourselves go morally. We're not letting ourselves go into the flesh. We're not doing bizarre things that some people say are of the Holy Spirit. Our mind is always there, not leading, but it's in the background, as we've said recently, observing that what we're doing is spiritual and sensing that the Holy Spirit is moving through us. When we talk to people about the Lord, we let go, we release, we talk to them about the Lord, and we find the fullness of it all pouring out to them. But our mind is still there saying, yes, this is still the gospel. I couldn't think it out myself like this, but this is the gospel. This is all very biblical. This is all right, as they saw on the day of Pentecost. They were speaking tongues. They had no idea that that was what they were going to do. But as they spoke it out, Peter was saying, this is what Joel spoke. The Holy Spirit would be poured out upon men and women, and supernatural things would happen. And so if we are going to get into this place of where God wants us to be, we've just got to let go. And part of the problem with the children of Israel was as they were seeking to go in, it was these 10 spies. They were just full of fear and they were full of doubt, and it was the doubt and the fear that was stopping them entering in. And as maybe you want to speak to people about the Lord, and you find yourself tongue-tied, or you find yourself inhibited, you just feel embarrassed about speaking to them about the Lord. Well, it's all the doubt, it's just the not letting go. And if you would just forget about all that, all the doubts, all the fears, all your own thoughts, and just let go and talk to them and start ministering in the power of the Spirit, then you'd start to see things happening. And the whole way that the apostles operated was that they just went about, like the deliverance of this woman. Wherever they went, it wasn't premeditated. The disciples at the Gate Beautiful, man there, lame, they've seen him for years, and he asks for alms, and they haven't premeditated it, but they just say, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, get up and walk. And this is the way the Lord wants us to live our Christian lives. Not with all this premeditation, not with all this planning and agonizing, but just to be free in the Lord and to go out in the power of God and to minister. And the moment that we'd start to do that and let go and release ourselves, we will find God moving in healings, in words of knowledge, in words of wisdom. And I think perhaps that some of us are often in a place of discouragement or just feeling down as Christians, and that's never what the Lord had for us. As we said, in going into the promised land, it was about victory, it was about power, it was about defeating the enemies. It wasn't about the misery and the murmurings of the wilderness. And what is it that lifts us out of that place where we are in a place of doubt and misery as Christians? Again, I believe it's simply this, that we just let ourselves go. That we just let ourselves go and release ourselves and not worry about this life. Not worry about the tiny things, about the ins and outs. And as this is another part of the letting yourself go, it's letting yourself go out of the fears and the worries and the problems, and just letting yourself be free in the Lord. And maybe this morning you are sensing that you're not released in the Lord. And this will come in various ways, and I'm just going to close in a moment. But maybe you've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit. You've never received the Holy Spirit for yourself. And as we've said, the moment you just let yourself go completely and shake off the inhibitions and say, I'm just going to give myself to God and praise him with all my heart, you will enter into the baptism in the Holy Spirit. But for some here, you have received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. You've spoken in tongues in the past, but maybe you're not being used in the gifts of the Spirit today. You feel you're not full of the Spirit today. You're not abounding in power. You're not abounding in the works of the Lord. Well, maybe it's been that since the time when you first opened yourself, you first let yourself go in the Lord, then you were first baptized in the Holy Spirit, that you have bound yourself. You've imprisoned yourself. And though the Lord has let you go from Egypt, you have now bound yourself and brought yourself into a prison, into captivity of your own making. And that's just, you've lost that freedom, you've lost that power in ministry. And in order to get back into that place where you are full of the Spirit, where you're baptized, where you're filled with the Spirit from moment to moment, you just need to let yourself go. You just need to let yourself go. And as it were, just worship the Lord with freedom. And not feel inhibited, not feel repressed, but just to give yourself completely to the Lord. And as you give yourself completely to the Lord, you will find such a tremendous power of God working through you. But this is the only way. This is the only way that it can happen, that the power of God can work through you, when you let yourself go and allow God to work through you in this powerful way. You see, we can do nothing that's worthwhile ourselves. And we can, and in a sense, God is limited to what he can do as long as we don't let ourselves go and just say, whatever you have for me, I'm going to accept it with open arms. And I'm not going to be tied down by my intellect. I'm not going to be tied down by my own doubts and fears, but I'm going to give myself and I'm going to be used by you. But just in concluding, I want to look at again at Acts chapter 16. This is just after this event has happened with the girl that they've delivered from the demon. And as a result of this, if you remember that that they're thrown in prison because her masters don't like it because they've lost their way of making money. And so they throw Paul and Silas in prison. And verse 25 it says, and at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed them, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Now, the way that Paul operated in the Spirit showed that he'd let himself go. As Peter on Pentecost let himself go in the preaching of the word, so Paul here, the whole way he was ministering, he'd let himself go, and he was able to just minister in the power of the Holy Spirit. But now, in prison, as a result of being free in the Lord and ministering in freedom, they're now in prison. But what do they do when they are in prison? Well, it says, well, once more, they let themselves go, and they let themselves go in the praising of God. They, even though they're in prison, they don't feel bound by the prison, but they are just praising the Lord. And in the prison, they've let themselves go. And I believe that they would have been praising the Lord with great life and great power. And they would have not held back, but they were praising God with power. And as a result of the fact that they are praising God in power, then the earthquake comes and they are set free. They are set free. And that's just an indication of the fact that they were already free in the Lord. And then, as we know, the jailer asks what must I do to be saved? And they show him the way of salvation. And he is then set free from his sins. So you have the demoniac girl who's set free, and you have this man, this jailer set free from his sins, and they're set free from their prison bounds, and it's all an indication that they've let themselves go in the Lord. And this morning, if you want to be just where God wants you to be, you have to let yourself go in the Lord. And this is the desire of the Lord. And to fail to let yourself go and just to release and throw away your inhibitions is to fail to be obedient to the Lord. It's to fail to receive what the Lord has for you. And maybe this morning you are thinking, well, I think it's more appropriate, I think it's more holy to hold back, to be quiet in worship, to be subdued. But that's not the will of the Lord. That's not God's way. And actually, if you hold yourself back and if you are repressed in worship, you are, as it were, working against the Lord. You are holding back the things of God. And we may think that the person who is over the top in worship, who always lets themselves go, they're a bit of a nuisance, they're always praising, they're always making a noise, and we think, well, that person's in the flesh. Very often, the person who is just letting themselves go is the person who's in the Spirit, and they're moving in the power of the Spirit, and it can be the person who's subdued and is holding back, who's not in the Spirit, and you can be in the flesh, very much in the flesh, by holding back. Because the flesh is what we are as people. It's our own, as it were, character, it's our natural self that's through maybe partly genetic, it's partly cultural. And if you don't give yourself to God, you are walking in the flesh by being repressed, by being inhibited. But this morning, if you want what God has for you, if you want the fullness of the Holy Spirit, you need to let yourself go to God. You have to release yourself. Yes, the Lord says, let my people go at salvation, but there's also a receiving of that. But if you want to be in the fullness of what God has for you this morning, you've got to let yourself go. You have a desire to be used in the things of God. You have a desire to speak to people about the Lord. You've got to let yourself go. If we want to see God moving in this place, we've got to let ourselves go in praising Him. You know, on Sunday mornings, there's such a holding back. And maybe we feel repressed by one another. We maybe think, oh, well, if I stand up and just praise the Lord as I feel I want to in my heart, what will they think? What will he think? What will she think? And that was exactly the way it was with the children of Israel, that they had been, the spies had gone out into the promised land. And the 10 spies kept a whole generation out of the promised land because of their discouragement, because of their own repression. And if we are repressed and we don't let ourselves go, we are repressing other people. But the moment that we as a company all say we're going to let ourselves go, and as we get together on a Sunday morning, we're going to praise the Lord. There's going to be a shout of praise. We get, you know, when you're preaching, someone's going to say amen. Someone else is going to say hallelujah. We're not just sitting here saying, that's an interesting word. I've not heard that before. We've got to give ourselves to the Lord, friends. And as we have that freedom in the Lord, people will come in and say, there is a people that are free. They're really free. And they've not just been set free from sin, but they've been set free from their own inhibitions. They've been set free in the Lord completely. Maybe today can be a turning point where we say we're not going to repress each other. We're not going to repress ourselves. We're just going to say things how we are. And if you feel it on your heart to stand up and praise the Lord, maybe you've only got 10 words that are going to come out. But it's honest and it's real and it's coming from your heart. And you say, Lord, I love you. I thank you that you died for me. I praise you because you're so wonderful. And that's it. And you sit down and everyone else can say amen and someone else can start a song. And not, you know, trying to make it such an academic thing and that you're agonizing over. But just to be free in the Lord. And then I think there'll be more joy in our hearts as we're just free in the Lord and free to talk to one another. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's just have some release. And exalt the Lord, and in the coming weeks and months, let's be free in the Lord. And people coming in will say, there's a people who are not inhibited. They are at ease with one another. They're at ease with God. And I believe the blessing will flow. Hallelujah. Let's just surrender to the Lord. We surrender to you, O God. We thank you, Lord, for speaking to us this morning. We thank you. It's not our words. It's not our might, our power. It's just being real in you. And I pray now you would set us free. Lord, that we'd be one in you, each one able just to bless you, to be released, O God, in the gifts of the Spirit, into speaking in tongues and prophesying, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us these gifts. They've come from your hand. They're bountiful. They're wonderful. And Lord, we want to receive them. Even this morning, we want to take what you have for us and we want to minister in power. Oh God, we pray that you would just set us free now. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We exalt you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just spend several minutes in just worshiping the Lord. Let's just be free now in worshiping the Lord. Just feel free and uninhibited to glorify God now. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Father, we just thank you.
Bless the Lord.
Today, through Tom, you have used him, Father, to bring a mighty word.
Hallelujah.
Father, we just thank you. We just ask for release from these binds that are tying us up.
Hallelujah.
That are holding us back, Father. And we just ask that you will bless and guide and protect us and give us wisdom, Father, in to speak
hallelujah.
Out, to talk out,
bless
to
the
sing
Lord.
Out,
bless
to
the
praise
Lord.
Your name, Father.
Bless the Lord.
To another place, to another place, to another place.
Bless
Father,
the Lord.
Praise your name.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for this word today.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One and another, just stand and praise God for a minute. Give thanks to Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Well, in the coming days and weeks, let's just continue to be free in the Lord. And I don't think we've come very far yet, but let's just seek to be released in the Lord. And just really to be free in our Christian lives and to let go. And coming Sunday, let's be different and free in the Lord. And just to encourage you to seek the Lord for the baptism in the Holy Spirit and the gift of tongues. And as we worship, you know, we can just spend times when all together we're just lifting up the Lord openly, as it were, making joyful noise together. And yes, one another leads, but lifting up, and as you seek to worship the Lord in the Spirit, and you're giving yourself completely, you completely release yourself to God, you will speak in another tongue. When you reach the end of yourself and you're wanting just to keep going and give yourself to God, you will speak in another tongue. And maybe you've been quenching the Spirit and you've spoken in tongues before and you're not feeling released. Well, get back into the place where you throw off your inhibitions and get before the Lord. And then you'll find release, and you'll be back speaking in tongues, and you'll be used in the gifts. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.